The Florida Supreme Court's order to redraw 8 districts has thrown a wrench into political plans all over the state, and it's led to some new faces jumping into the fray, some familiar faces mulling a return, and some incumbents going all in for a new gig. One of those new faces is Mary Thomas.
I am a conservative Republican, a Christian, a wife, a mother, and an attorney. And if I'm elected, I will actually represent the values, beliefs, and interests of this district. I feel that the people in this district have resoundingly told me that they want a fresh, conservative voice in Congress.
Thomas is general counsel for the state's Elder Affairs Agency, and she's running on the Republican ticket in District 2. And that could be good news for the first-time candidate, because the district's constituency seems likely to become more Republican once its borders are redrawn. Of course, that could also be bad news if former Representative Steve Sutherland jumps into the race. The two-term Republican lost in a very close 2014 contest against Democrat Gwen Graham. He's reportedly thinking about trying again, but Thomas says she has his blessing.
So I spoke to Congressman Sutherland a few weeks ago, and he was very supportive of my campaign and encouraged me to run.
Another new face is Eric Lynn. He's running as a Democrat in District 13.
We are going to work hard in this campaign to make sure that the people of Pinellas know my policy views on national security and on economic security.
But the former Pentagon official could face a tough race for the nomination. Former Governor Charlie Crist is considering a run. So, just like Thomas, Lynn could spend his rookie political season fighting an established politician for his party's nomination. Lynn's already raised a substantial amount of money, but a recent poll based on likely changes to the map shows Crist way ahead of any Democratic challenger. Despite losing in his past two outings, Crist is a known commodity, and it will be difficult for Lynn to match that kind of name recognition. But Lynn says he's fine with that.
Well, look, it's not surprising that someone who's run for multiple offices from multiple parties has higher name recognition than someone who's been serving at the Pentagon advising 3 secretaries of defense. But this race isn't about whose name is known by most people.
Meanwhile, a vacuum has opened up on the Republican side of the district. There are murmurs former St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker may jump in, but otherwise, crickets. So why isn't there a viable Republican presence? Well, unlike District 2, District 13 is expected to swing hard to the left, and incumbent Representative David Jolly is diving into the Senate race.
I have committed a heart of service to the House. The Florida State Supreme Court has decided that perhaps the best place for me to continue to serve is in the United States Senate.
And Jolly won't be alone.
Everybody in their positions?
There are already 7 candidates running for Florida's open Senate seat. In addition to Jolly, the Republican side features Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantera, Representative Ron DeSantis, and Todd Wilcox, a defense contractor. On the Democratic side, Representatives Patrick Murphy and Alan Grayson are running, along with Richard Dembinski, a former write-in candidate for state office. And that's how WFSU's news team and a handful of volunteers found themselves playing musical chairs Thursday afternoon.
These are candidates for the Florida Senate race. Please, help yourself to a name.
DeSantis.
Oh, I'm Jolly, for sure.
Now, usually 7 people would mean 6 seats, but with only 2 major party nominations to go around, we tried it with 7 candidates snaking between 2 chairs, one marked Democrat and the other Republican. The results won't surprise you. The Supreme Court decision isn't responsible for sending all of these candidates into the race, but Jolly, the presumed frontrunner for his party, admits it was a factor. And while the redistricting conversation focuses on problems with Florida's map, Jolly says districts like his aren't the issue.
Consider that you have 300-plus districts in the United States House of Representatives that are supermajority one party or another. That means those members wake up thinking about their party, not their community. The district that I currently represent is one of the fairest in the country. It's 50-50, or if you include independents, it's a third. Meaning every day I have to wake up thinking about my community, not my party.
But while taken alone, Jolly's district may be fair, it isn't an island. The Supreme Court ruled that fairness came from splitting a community to make conservative voices more consequential. Although Jolly may be right and District 13 will lean heavily toward Democrats, well over half of Florida's congressional delegation, 29 seats in the House and Senate, are held by Republicans. This coming from a state that for the past 15 years has been almost evenly split between Democrats and Republicans in presidential elections. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.